I spoke to the council offices in the city of Long Beach last week, in fact, on this, as well as our citizen participation suite that they're just rolling out. And everybody was really excited about the ability to, you know, move to the electronic era. And some of them, of course, are going to be slower to adopt. But the nice thing about this product is not everyone has to use it for it to be effective. You can still have, you know, your one council member who says, I'm not giving up my paper.
Yeah.
And four others who can actually, you know, kind of move forward and use the technology.
Javier, walk us through. It's a little hard on radio to see what it looks like, and you have some good screenshots on your website. But walk us through what people actually see when they use this application.
Sure. So the first thing that you're going to see is a login screen, and that's what's going to connect you to your account kind of in the Granicus Cloud. So once you're connected to your account, what it's going to do is present you with a screen with all of the available agendas that have been loaded for you. And that comes directly from the meeting management solution that we have at Granicus that's already utilized by the clerk. So what the tool is going to do then, once it has the list of agendas, is it's going to synchronize all of the documentation from the cloud. So you'll get, you know, supporting documentation in PDF, PowerPoint, Word, all of those formats, automatically synchronized down to your iPad and organized in the same way that your agenda is typically organized.
And so it has that similar kind of feel to paper without, of course, being paper.
Exactly. But the thing that's even better than paper is that you can flip to, you know, agenda item 200 very, very quickly. You don't have to go through, you know, 400 pieces of paper looking for the one staff report that you're trying to find. It's very easy to find things because the tablet just gives us that capability to make this more random access, so you can access the things that you're looking for very, very quickly.
And one of the things that I like using about my iPad is that there's a lot of things that I can do that I can't do as well with paper. Part of it is I have access to it in multiple places. I always have it with me.
Right, and that's really the benefit of synchronization. And another thing that the app does is allows you to take this stuff offline as well. So if you don't have access to the internet, you know, you might be able to access your agenda, for instance, right now on the iPad through a web page. That's pretty common. But the issue with that is that if you're dependent on a website, you're not going to be able to access that when you're offline. And with this application, because it does synchronize to the local device, you're going to be able to access that wherever you are, even if you're in the middle of nowhere and don't have wireless access.
Tom, how much does this cost? Because I know federal, state, local governments, they're all in the do more with less mode right now.
Yeah, so what's great is this is a free app. They can download it. There's no charge for it. And it's actually part of our government transparency suite for those clients that have that. And why we included it in the transparency suite instead of kind of some of the meeting efficiency or legislative management suites, which are more about automating the management of the public record and, you know, preparing minutes, is that this is really the first place that they have the data available. So people using our government transparency suite are loading agendas simply to do indexing and search against their video. So we've included it, and it's a free app. And, you know, for us, it's, we've always tried to focus on giving our clients new stuff as part of, you know, what they've paid for in these different suites. And so we're really excited that, you know, our clients are getting this for free.